This is Imran, and you're listening to In My Humble Opinion. As you know, I have been an outspoken critic of some of our policies, especially on the issues of weapons of mass destruction and nuclear proliferation that is taking place. A lot of that has taken place on George W. Bush's watch, though there were some things that were underway before he became president. For example, India and Pakistan became nuclear powers or declared themselves nuclear powers before Bush came into power. However, it is on his watch that North Korea, run by that evil jerk dictator, went from being a so-called member of an axis of evil to a country that has declared that it has nuclear weapons and is testing missiles that can hit and strike the U.S. mainland. That happened on George W. Bush's watch. But there was something else going on that I want to call your attention to. The fact of the matter is that just a few months ago, George W. Bush went on a tour of India and Pakistan. And during that trip, while he was in India, a country to which we have lost a lot of good high-paying jobs from MBAs and engineers and software developers and now even doctors, etc., so George W. Bush was in that country. And it's great that America is building a good, strong relationship with India, which is a huge economy, it's a huge population, it's a huge influential player in South Asia. However, I took strong exception to the fact that the U.S. decided to give nuclear technology and know-how to India. Yes, we want to have good relations with India. Yes, India and Pakistan are both now turning out to be U.S. allies. Yes, we have used and abused Pakistan in the past and always dumped them when we did not need them. For the sake of our listeners, understanding, I want to be very clear. I want you to know I am a Pakistani-born American. So when I am making a statement right now, I want you to be sure I am not saying what I am saying based upon having been born in Pakistan, but being an American today. So yes, I can understand the U.S. selling out Pakistan or its interests in the greater interest of the United States by siding with India on these issues. However, the stupidest thing in the world we can do is to strengthen our own enemies. Now, those enemies do not necessarily have to be nuclear enemies like North Korea or the Soviet Union or communist red China. Only somebody stupid would go out of their way to actually enrich and strengthen their enemies. Now, there are some ways a country's enemies will become strong on their own. Their economies might grow. They might get know-how. They might become very strong producers or manufacturers, as China has done. Or their influence might become very important to us, as Russia has become. However, how stupid is it of us? How short-sighted is it of us as Americans not only to be counting on China as our biggest supplier, but also a country in which American companies are falling over each other, trying to set up shops there, to set up offices there, and to transfer our know-how there. And in the meantime, China does not help us on issues like Iran and even North Korea. Now, the problem I have is even bigger with India. Not because I came from Pakistan, but because as an American, my concern is the following. We have been exporting jobs to India. In the meantime, instead of us trying to compete with India and China in the global economy in the future, our president went to India and offered it nuclear technology and nuclear know-how. Indians can win our jobs because they can do them at lower wages than we can. When we give nuclear civilian technology to India, it helps them reduce the cost of doing business even further. The cost of energy goes down. The cost of electricity goes down. That enables even more Indians to offer services to American companies at lower rates than even now. And what that means is even more American jobs will end up in India. So that is a foolish thing. And in the meantime, India does not side with us on issues like Iran or North Korea, etc. And on top of that, soon after the North Koreans tested their long-range missiles, guess what? India started testing long-range nuclear capable missiles again today. So if a country has the money and the technical know-how to be testing its own 2,000-mile range missiles, then it does not need to be given nuclear know-how from the United States, especially a country where a lot of our high-paying jobs are going and a country that is competing with us, not just economically, but possibly in the future militarily. What do you think? Let me know at www.imran.com.